We'll call the meeting to order and the clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Marola?
Here.
Mr. Corley?
Here.
Mr. Howe?
Here.
Mr. Lattiser?
Here.
Mr. McAllister?
Here.
Mr. McElroy?
Yeah.
Mr. Ricks?
Here.
Mr. Snappy?
Here.
Ms. Travis?
Here.
I am present.
Councilman Snappy, if you could lead us in the salute to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag, the United States of America, one republic under God.
Okay, Phil, could you play this? Welcome everybody back. We obviously start in the council meeting relatively late, but I think it's probably one of the largest dockets that I've ever seen, especially with finance. The first item on the docket is general communications. There are none. I'm sorry, executive communications. There are none. General communications. Are there any council members on general communications?
Yes, Mr. President.
Sorry.
I just want to make note that the 4th of July fireworks this year in Oakland Beach has been canceled. And we have the sled up that on Oakland Beach Avenue stating that. And I also put a press release in the Beacon, which will probably won't be in until Thursday. But there is no fireworks in Oakland Beach this year for 4th of July. Can you hear me?
Yes, yes. Thank you, Councilman.
Okay.
Thank you. Is there anybody else that would like to speak under general communications? Councilman Howe.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, unfortunately, I have yet another passing to announce from a great loyal Democrat from the city and also from my ward committee. I'm sure everyone's aware Paul McNeil passed away, and I'm going to ask Mr. President that we do at the end of communication, we observe a moment of silence. He passed away peacefully June 3rd. Paul was a U.S. Army veteran, and he was actually, during his time at the Rhode Island Veterans Home, he was elected the Rhode Island Veterans Home Resident Council President. So if I would ask at the after communication, Mr. President, if we could have a moment of silence in memory of Paul, who did so much, so many years, such an advocate. And I'd like to end by saying happy anniversary to Ruth. I jumped in on the Zoom meeting and I heard some communication that from purchasing Ruth and her husband are celebrating an anniversary and I didn't get to say it. So I wish her the very best and congratulations. Thank you, Ms. President.
Thank you. Thank you, Councilman Howard. Any other general communications? If not, observe a moment of silence for Paul McNeil. Okay, Thank you. And we'll go next to the acceptance of minutes from council meeting held on March 9th, 2020. Do we have a motion?
Motion to accept.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion on the minutes from March 9th? If not, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? The ayes have it, and the minutes are approved for March 9th. Next minutes are from May 26th, 2020. Could I have a motion to approve those minutes?
Motion to approve.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Second.
So it's a motion was made by Councilman Howe, seconded by Councilman Lattiser and Councilman Ricks. Is there any discussion on those? If not, we'll do a voice vote again. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? So the ayes have it, and that stands passed. Next, we'll go to the minutes of the meeting of May 27th, 2020. If I could have a motion.
So made.
Could I have a second?
Seconded.
So it's Councilman Lattiser makes the motion, seconded by Councilman Ricks and Councilman Howe. Any discussion about the minutes on the May 27th meeting? All those in favor?
Aye.
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 All those opposed? The ayes have it, and May 27th minutes are passed. Next item on the agenda is the May 30th, 2020 minutes. Could I have a motion to approve?
So made.
Seconded.
So motions made by Councilman Lattiser, seconded by Councilman Ricks and Councilman Howe. Is there any discussion on those minutes? If not, if we could all signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye.
And anyone opposed? Okay, so the minutes of May 30th, 2020 stand passed. We're now going to move to public comment under Rule 41. After the general communications and prior to the consent calendar at each city council public hearing meeting, there shall be a 15-minute period during which citizens may comment about Walk City government issues subject to the following stipulations. The total time period, the total period of time for public comment shall be 15 minutes. Comments need to be brief in order to allow as many citizens as possible to participate. The topics of comment shall be issues directly affecting city government. City council members will not respond to questions during the public comment period. The public comment session will terminate at the expiration of 15 minutes. Waiver of these provisions requiring unanimous consent. Phil, could you tell me if anybody's interested in speaking?
We have one participant that has raised their hand.
Okay, so if that person could identify themselves, and we'll go forward from there.
Hi, my name's Elijah Hannon. I'm a lifelong resident of Warwick, and I'm here representing G&G Enterprises. For the last 3 years, we've been handling the odor control in the Cedar Swamp area, and I have some concerns regarding the program moving forward. Our contract's set to expire tomorrow, and there doesn't seem to be a plan in place beyond that. With the 4th of July weekend coming up, I'm worried about the residents. It's going to be 90 degrees this weekend. So it's something I wanted to bring to the council's attention. Dating back to May, we began contacting Earl Bond and the WSA in an effort to extend the current contract or get details on when the odor control will go out for bid. No less than six times from May to June, we contacted them. And it wasn't until June 24th that we were informed that the WSA would be going in another direction. Being concerned, I attended the sewer board meeting last Thursday, and Earl clarified that the WSA was going to be using another chemical. Given our success for the last 3 years, it was kind of confusing, but that's for another time. We're willing to continue the program through the weekend of July 4th to take care of the residents in the area or extend, for a year. But we'd like to make sure that we're going to get a fair opportunity to bid the chemical and carbon filters that's associated with our program, and given the success we've had. I think that's all I have. Thank you.
Okay, thank you for your comments. We'll move on to the next item on the agenda, which is announcement of appointments. The first item is the Warwick Housing Authority, Christopher McCartney, 5 Kirby Avenue, Warwick, Rhode Island, from Ward 5, term to expire June 1st, 2024. And he's replacing Ralph Palumbo. The next appointment is John Giusti of 505 Red Chimney Drive, Warwick, Rhode Island, from Ward 9, a term to expire June 1st, 2025, and he's going to replace Mark Dorley. Next item, appointments required.
Mr. President?
Yes.
With your permission, may I take a moment just to go on record and identify something concerning the Warwick Housing Authority?
Certainly.
Thank you so much, because I do realize that if the if we were in actual council and we weren't in this unique situation, more than likely those appointees would be standing before us. I just want to go on record, Mr. President, as saying that one of the things that I'm hoping that is accomplished with our appointments, that and I would like to voice, is the cleanliness of the Warwick Housing Authority. I know that there's been some issues ongoing down on Post Road into Massasoit, where I'm getting constant complaints from neighbors of the growth, the garbage, and quite honestly, the lack of upkeep of the property. So I'm going on record as saying that is something, and I hope that Councilman Ricks joins me in this, and I didn't speak to him earlier, so I do apologize for putting him on it. But that is something I would like for these two gentlemen that are being appointed as they get ready to do that, that they would assist us in ensuring that the Warwick Housing Authority maintains good neighborship and takes ownership of those properties and ensures that the neighbors, it kind of fits in with the overall cleanliness of the community. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Councilman Howe. So that we're on to appointments requiring confirmation, and there are none. We'll move on to the consent calendar, which is PCR 3720, resolution relative to bids. Councilman Lattisaw.
Favorable action.
For action, Councilman Lattisaw.
Committee recommends favorable action on PCR 3720.
Do I have a second?
Seconded.
Okay, so it's moved by Councilman Lattisaw, seconded by Councilman Howe. Go ahead, Councilman Lattisaw. No, you're still muted.
Can everyone hear me now?
Yes, we can.
Okay. So PCR 2020-082, streetlight conversion and maintenance, favorable action. 2020-234, purchase new paratransit van, favorable action. 2016-06-081, State of Rhode Island Paint Supplies, become PCR 4320. 2016-081B, State of Rhode Island Paint Supplies, has become PCR 4420. 2016-171, State of Rhode Island Software Government Procurement, become PCR 4520. 2016-231, State of Rhode Island Lamps Ballast, PCR 4620. 2018-296, Limited Scope Zoning Rewrite, has become PCR 4720. 2020-094, HVAC Maintenance Repairs for Ice Arenas, receive favorable action. 2020-171, Testing and Repair of Self-Contained Breathing Apparatus, favorable action. 2020-266, Grass Seed Mixtures, PCR 4820. 2020-274, Maintenance Contract for Laptops, favorable action. PCR 2020-285, Power Wash, All-Purpose Cleaner, favorable action. 2020-288, Design Print and Consumer Confidence Report, 3, favorable action. 2020-293, Janitorial Cleaning Supplies, PCR 4920. 2020-316, Purchase Large Format Multifunction Printer, favorable action. 2020-323, Fire Promotion and Recruit Entry-Level Exams, favorable action. 2021-03, spring repairs and related work, favorable action. 2021-004 hydraulic parts, favorable action. 2021-006 high density polypropylene pipe, favorable action. 2021-007 minor roof repairs, favorable action. 2021-008 sand grit gravel, favorable action. 2021-008B sand grit gravel loom, favorable action. 2021-009 BCI crime scene, favorable action. 2021-010 photography and printing supplies, favorable action. 2021-011 preventive maintenance, favorable action. 2021 veterinarian services, favorable action. 2021-014 animal shelter, food and cat litter, favorable action. 2021-016 blackborn pathogen remediation, favorable action. 2021-018 printing of various letterhead, favorable action. 2021-019 brass fittings, favorable action. 2021-020 post type fire hydrants, favorable action. 2021-023 winter sand, favorable action. 2021-026A quarterly fire alarms, favorable action. 2021-026B quarterly fire alarm inspections, favorable action. 2021-26C quarterly fire alarm inspections, favorable action. 2021-26D quarterly fire alarm inspections, favorable action. 2021-26E quarterly fire alarm inspections, favorable action. 2021-027 structural firefighting gloves, favorable action. 2021-028 janitorial and cleaning supplies, favorable action. 2021-029 street striping, favorable action. 2021-034A HVAC maintenance, favorable action. 2021-034B HVAC maintenance, favorable action. 2021-036 food products, favorable action. 2021-037 medical supplies, favorable action. 2021-038A medications for emergency medical services, favorable action. 2021-038B medications for emergency medical services, favorable action. 2021-040 fire sprinkle inspections, favorable action. 2021-041 delivery, rental, and filling of oxygen tanks, favorable action. 2021-045 service and maintenance agreements with Stryker, favorable action. 2020-309 strategy and tactics course, favorable action. 2020-311 purchase rotary lift attachments, favorable action. 2020-328 Calio Silver preferred package has become PCR 5220. 2020-330 integrated receipt printers, favorable action. 2021-022 municipal recycling facilities, favorable action. 2021-039 interoperable emergency network, favorable action. 2021-060 UFED software renewal, favorable action. 2021-061 in case software maintenance, favorable action. 2021-062 police educational expense, PCR 5320. 21-063 PCR licensing advertising, favorable action. 2021-064 police recruitment, favorable action. 2021-065 services for mental health clinician, favorable action. 2021-066 city clerk advertising, favorable action. 2021-067 probate advertising, favorable action. 2021-069 software support and maintenance for munis, favorable action.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Welcome.
I believe there was a number of items removed in that list also, correct?
Well, we had, 10 or 11 that were removed at the request of the sponsor or withdrawn.
So there were, Mr. President, there were 11 items removed from the consent calendar, but we can take those up after. There were only bids on the consent calendar remaining, so a vote is in order there.
Okay, and there's nothing on the consent calendar other than what's been moved and seconded. I know that we spent about 5 hours tonight going through these items in finance, and all the council members had questions then with the different department heads. Are there any other questions that we didn't have an opportunity to ask in the finance committee tonight? If not, it's been, the consent calendar has been moved and seconded, and the clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Marola?
Yes.
Mr. Corley?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattisa?
Yes.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Snappy?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
Nine yes. Consent. Nine yes.
Copy that. And that's approved. The consent calendar is approved. And I'm still getting used to doing this by Zoom. So, okay. So the first item on the the items removed, Councilman Lattisaw, will go to, I believe it was bid number 2016-081A. Mm-hmm.
That's correct.
Okay, if you want to move that.
That was at the request of the sponsor, it was unfavorable action on PCR 43-20.
Okay, is there any discussion on that? If not, a yes is for unfavorable action, and the clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Marola?
Yes.
Mr. Corley?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattisa?
Yes.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Snappy?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
Nine yes, unfavorable.
Okay, PCR 4320 stands passed unfavorable. Next item on the agenda is bid number 2016-082B, now PCR 4420, Councilman Lattisaw.
Yes, Mr. President, it's actually 2016-081B. It is PCR, now PCR 4420. A committee recommends unfavorable action.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All right, so we're gonna, is there any discussion on this PCR 4420? Again, we discussed it in committee. If not, a yes is for unfavorable action, and the clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Marola?
Yes.
Mr. Corley?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattisa?
Yes.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Snappy?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
Nine yes.
PCR 4420 passes unfavorable. Next item on the agenda, Councilman, if Lattisaw, if you could move it.
Yes, 2016-171 becomes PCR 4520. Once again, unfavorable action.
Seconded. So we're on PCR 4520. Is there any discussion on this? If not, a yes is for unfavorable action, and the clerk will call the roll on PCR 4520.
Mr. Marola?
Yes.
Mr. Corley?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattisa?
Yes.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Snappy?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
Nine yes.
That stands passed unfavorable. Next item on the agenda, Councilman, if you could move it, I believe it's the bid 2016-231, which is now PCR 4620.
That's correct. Unfavorable action.
And if you want to move it unfavorable.
Move unfavorable action on PCR 46-20.
Seconded.
Seconded. Okay. Seconded by Councilman Howe. Is there any discussion on that? If not, The clerk will call the roll. A yes is for unfavorable action.
Mr. Marola?
Yes.
Mr. Corley?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattisa?
Yes.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy? Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Snappy?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
Thank you. 9 yes, unfavorable.
So that passes unfavorable action. Councilman Lattisa, if you could give us the next recommendation.
Yes, next one, item number 7, 2018-296, now PCR 4720. Committee recommends unfavorable action.
Councilman, what number was that again?
Item number 7, 2018-296 becomes PCR 47-20.
Okay, I just have that as number 5 and not number 7.
The chairman's referring to the number on the docket itself. It is, yes, number the fifth item that was removed from the consent calendar.
Oh, okay. All right. I see.
Thank you. So, so the recommendation is for unfavorable action. Could you move that, Councilman?
Yes, move on. Recommend unfavorable action on PCR 47-20.
Okay. Second in by, was it Councilman McAllister or Howe?
Councilman Howe.
Councilman Howe and Councilman McAllister. Any discussion? So a yes is for unfavorable on PCR 4720, and the clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Marola?
Yes.
Mr. Corley?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattisa?
Yes.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Snappy?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
9 yes, unfavorable.
So that stands past unfavorable. Next item on the agenda is bid number 2020-266, which is now PCR 4820. Councilman Lattisa.
On 2020-266, PCR 4820, motion is unfavorable action.
Okay, if you could second move it. That. So he's moved, seconded by Councilman Ricks. Is there any discussion on that item? If not, a yes is for unfavorable action, and the clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Marola?
Yes.
Mr. Corley?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattisa?
Yes.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Snappy?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
9 yes.
So that passes unfavorable action, PCR 4820.
Mr. President?
Yes.
I just want to make sure on item number 8, 2020-094, I reported that out as favorable action. It was favorable action, but we also had a distinction put in that the amount was $41,000 for a one-year contract from August 30th, 2020 through August 29th, 2021.
So I'll defer to the solicitor on that. We need to vote on that separately. He's going to unmute himself here.
Mr. Chairman, you're referring to item 8 on the consent calendar? Is
yes.
That correct?
2020-0294 HVAC maintenance repairs. It was favorable. The amount was $41,000 for 1 year. Contract date was from 8/30/2020 through 8/29/2021.
I believe there were no monies requested, so there was no change to that on the award.
Well, I'm stating that because the original contract was a two-year contract, and now for $82,000, and now what we approved was a one-year extension. So I just want to be sure that The record indicates it's 41,000, not 82,000.
I believe it was passed accurately on the as part of the consent calendar.
All right. As long as that's clarified. Okay.
So the next item, thank you. The next item is bid number 2020-293, which is PCR 4920.
PCR 4920, the committee recommended to hold until July 13th.
So that will be held till July 13th. Next item on the agenda is 2021-019 PCR 5020, committee report finance.
That was a recommendation was unfavorable action.
If you could move that.
The committee recommends make a recommendation for unfavorable action on PCR 52-20.
Seconded.
Excuse me, Mr. Chairman, I believe we're on different items here. PCR 50-20 was formally bid 2021-019.
So I read the wrong line. Yeah, so it's 2021-019, PCR 50-20. It's the recommendation is favorable action, and it's been moved and seconded it, I believe. Councilman Lattice, so you moved it, and Councilman McAllister, Councilman Howe, were you seconding?
Yes. Seconded.
Okay, very good. So is there any discussion? I know it's moved favorable action on PCR 5020. If not, the clerk will call the roll, and I'll be recusing myself on this vote, and the clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Marola?
Abstain.
Mr. Corley?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattice?
Yes.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks? Mr. Ricks?
Not sure what happened there. Yes.
Thank you. Mr. Snappy?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
9 yes.
PCR 50.
No, it's 8 yes, 1 abstention. Sorry about that.
PCR 5020 stands fast. Councilman Lattice, if you could move the next bid item, which I think is 2021-020, now PCR 5120. I think that will give us the recommendation first, then we'll do the motion.
Yes, just bear with me. Tell me what the number is again.
It's now PCR 5120.
Number 31 on the consent calendar. No, number 31 on the consent calendar. It was 2021-020.
Yeah.
It's now PCR 5120.
PCR 5120. Okay, that was favorable action.
For action, Councilman Lattice.
Move favorable action on PCR 5120.
Seconded.
Seconded by Councilman McAllister. Is there any discussion on this? If not, a yes is to approve, and the clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Marola?
Abstain.
Mr. Corley?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattice?
Yes.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Snappy?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
8 yes, 1 abstention.
So bid number 2021-020, now PCR 5120, stands passed. Next item on the agenda is bid number 2020-328, which is now PCR 5220, committee report finance.
Committee recommends unfavorable action.
For action, Councilman Lattice.
Unfavorable action on PCR 5220.
Seconded.
Seconded by Councilman Howe. Is there any discussion on this item? If not, a yes is for unfavorable action, and the clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Marola?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Snappy?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
Nine yes.
PCR 5220 stands past unfavorable action. Next item on the agenda is bid 2021-062, now PCR 5320, committee report, finance.
Committee recommends to hold until August 17th on PCR 5320.
So that will be held until August 17th.
Yes.
Sorry, we're on to unfinished business. PCO 1120, which is PCR 3120, resolution in regards to erecting a stop sign at the northeast intersection of Abbott Avenue and Clinton Avenue. This is for second passage, committee report, public safety.
Committee recommended favorable action.
For action, Councilman McAllister.
I asked for favorable action, and this one was turned back into a resolution.
So it was favorable action. Thank you. It was favorable action with an amendment, and you'll do the amendment in one sec. Is there seconded. A second on that? Seconded by Councilman Howe. Do you want to move the amendment, Councilman? I think it was just to convert it to a resolution, correct?
Yes, I move favorable action. To convert it to a resolution 11-20.
Councilman McAllister moves the amendment, seconded by Councilman Howe. Is there any discussion on the amendment? If not, a yes is to approve, and the clerk will call the roll on the amendment.
Mr. Marola?
Yes.
Mr. Corley?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Snappy?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
Nine yes to amend.
The amendment stands passed. And Councilman McAllister, if you could move it as amended.
I move favorable as amended.
Seconded. Seconded
by Councilman Howe. Any discussion on PCO 1120 regarding erecting a stop sign at the northeast corner intersection of Abbott Avenue and Clinton Avenue?
Wasn't it just changed to PCR 31-20?
Yes, and I probably read the title, the whole title, but you're right. It's now a PCR. It's PCR 3120. So are there any questions regarding PCR 3120? If not, a yes is to approve as amended, and the clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Marola?
Yes.
Mr. Corley?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Snappy?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
Nine yes.
PCR 3120 stands passed as amended. Next item on the agenda is PCO 1220, which is going to be PCR 3220, a resolution in regards to erecting three stop signs on the east and westbound sides of Grant Street at the intersection of Buttonwoods Avenue and the westbound side of Hayes Street at the intersection of Buttonwoods Avenue. It's sponsored by Councilman McAllister and Councilwoman Travis. This is for second passage, and we have a committee report from Public Safety.
Committee recommended favorable action.
For action, Councilwoman, Councilman McAllister.
Favorable action with an amendment.
I'll second it.
Councilwoman Travis seconds it. And if you want to move the amendment.
I move favorable action, and this is going back to a resolution as well.
Okay, seconded by Councilwoman Travis?
Yes.
Okay. Is there any discussion regarding the amendment? If not, a yes is to approve the amendment, converting it from an ordinance to a resolution, and the clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Marola?
Yes.
Mr. Qualley?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattisa?
Yes.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yeah.
Mr. Sinapi?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
9 yes to amend.
The amendment stands passed. If you could move it, Councilman McAllister, as amended.
I move favorable as amended.
Second.
Seconded by Councilwoman Travis. Is there any discussion on PCR 3220 as amended? It's regarding a resolution erecting 3 stop signs. If not, a yes is to approve, and the clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Marola?
Yes.
Mr. Qualley?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattisa?
Yes.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Snappy?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
9 yes.
PCI 3220 stands passed. Next item on the agenda is PCO 319, an ordinance relative to a boat storage on residential property. It's not drafted. Committee report ordinance.
Move to the pending file.
Let's move to the pending file. Next item on the agenda is PCO 7-19, pension board. It's not drafted. Committee report, finance.
Hold August 17th.
Hold till August 17th. Next item on the agenda is PCO 1019, an ordinance in regards to water discharge. That's not drafted. Committee report, ordinance.
Hold to August 17th.
I thought that was
September 9th.
September 9th.
Yeah.
Hold till September 9th.
Hold till September 9th. Next item on the agenda is PCO 1519 sub A, an ordinance regarding health insurance for the city employees. That's first passage, committee report, ordinance.
I have that one held. Is that August 17th?
That's correct. That's held till August 17th. Next item on the agenda is PCO 1719, an ordinance relative to senior and veterans exemptions. That's not drafted. Committee report, finance.
Hold September 9th.
Hold till September 9th. Next item on the agenda is PCO 2119, an ordinance relative to employee benefits. That's not drafted. Committee report, finance.
Hold September 9th.
Hold till September 9th. Next item on the agenda is PCO 2419, an ordinance in regards to one-way traffic on Alice Avenue. Committee report, public safety.
Committee recommends favorable action.
For action, Councilman McAllister.
I ask for favorable action.
I have a second.
Second.
Okay, seconded by Councilwoman Travis, Councilman Lattisaur, and was it Councilman Howe?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So it's been moved and seconded. This is an ordinance regarding one-way traffic on Alice Avenue. I know we discussed it in committee. Is there any discussion among the council members? If not, a yes is to approve, and the clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Marola?
Yes.
Mr. Qualley?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattisa?
Yes.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
9 yes, first passage.
PCO 2419 stands passed, first passage. Next item on the agenda is PCO 2819, an ordinance in regards to no parking between signs in front of 301 West Shore Road on Sundays from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. This is for first passage. It's not drafted. Committee report, public safety.
This is getting held. I'm going to need some help on the date, though, Billy, if you have it right
August
now.
17th.
August 17th. August 17th. Okay.
Held till, pledge.
Held till August 17th. Next item on the agenda is PCO 2919, an ordinance relative to tangible property tax regarding vacant store fronts. This is for first passage. It's not drafted. Committee report, finance.
August 17th.
Held till August 17th. Next item on the agenda is PCO 3019, an ordinance involving state law regarding underutilized commercial property. It's for first passage. It's not drafted. Committee report, public properties.
Held to August 17th.
Held till August 17th. By the way, Councilman Lattice, I don't know how you did this for 5 hours breathing through this mask, but I'm going to pass out. Okay.
Chew a lot of dentine.
PCO 220, an ordinance relative to forming a commission to establish LED signage guidelines. It's first passage. It's not drafted. Committee report, ordinance.
Hold September 21st.
Held till September 21st. Next item on the agenda is PCO 3-20, an ordinance amending Chapter 20, Article 1. It's for first passage. Committee report, intergovernmental.
Favorable action.
I believe that was held to August
17th. August 17th.
August 17th.
So PCO, is that correct, Councilman Corley, that PCO 3-20, an ordinance amending Chapter 2, Article 1? Of the Ward Code of Ordinances, which would require the director of DPW to present monthly routine reports to the City Council. Was that held till August 17th?
I had it down as it was. That it was for a book. It may have been. I may have just checked the wrong box.
That's okay. I'll just defer to the City Council solicitor. Bill,
my notes indicate hold to August 17th.
Yeah, my notes indicate the same thing.
Confirmed.
Okay. So, yeah, so we're going to hold that till August 17th. Next item on the agenda is PCO 4-20, an ordinance relative to the installation of traffic control signs. That's for first passage. Committee report, public safety.
That one's getting held as well.
August 17th.
Okay. That's correct.
We're going to hold till August 17th, PCO 4-20. Moving on, PCO 720, an ordinance amending Chapter 2, Article 1 of the City of Ward Code of Ordinances. This is first passage, committee report, finance.
Hold September 9th.
Held till September 9th. Next item on the agenda is PCO 820, an ordinance relative to the ratification of teacher contracts and support personnel contracts. It's for first passage. It's not drafted. Committee report, finance.
August 17th.
Hold till August 17th. Next item on the agenda is PCO 9-20, an ordinance in regards to amending Chapter 40-30, which is PCO 18-18, smoking prohibited in public schools and on school grounds. It's first passage. It's not drafted. Committee report, ordinance.
This was held
17th, August 17th.
August 17th.
August 17th.
Okay. PCO 9-20, held till August 17th. Next item on the agenda is PCO 10-20, an ordinance relative to amendment of the Warwick Zoning Ordinance, regulations for the installation of solar energy. It's first passage. It's not drafted. Committee report, land use. I believe that's hold till. Yeah,
correct. Hold to August 17th.
Held till August 17th. Next item on the agenda is PCR 18219, a resolution regarding the lease at the Cooper Building. It's not drafted. Committee report, public properties.
Hold to August 17th.
Held till August 17th. Next item on the agenda is PCR 18419, a resolution relative to no commercial trucking on Narragansett Parkway. That's not drafted. Committee report, intergovernmental.
Move to the pending file.
Move to the pending file. Next item on the agenda is PCR 19519, a resolution relative to creating a commission to study health insurance benefits. Committee report, finance.
August 17th.
Held till August 17th. Next item on the agenda is PCR 19619, a resolution to the General Assembly for additional funding for Warwick Public Schools. It's not drafted. Committee report, intergovernmental.
That was held then.
September 20th. Yes, it was held till September 21st. So that matters. PCR 19619 is going to be held till September 21st. Next item on the agenda is PCR 1020, a resolution relative to the installation of a crosswalk in the vicinity of 333 Sandy Lane. Committee report, public safety.
That one's getting held.
It's held till August 17th.
August 17th.
PCR 1120. Let's see. A resolution relative to repairs to damage at Lippitt Park. And committee report, finance.
Hold August 17th.
Hold till August 17th. PCR 1320, a resolution to the DPW that signage be erected as stated in PCR 14419. A committee report, finance.
Withdrawn.
So,
motion to withdraw.
Motion, do I have a second?
Seconded.
Seconded by Councilman McAllister. Councilman Howe. Any discussion on the motion to withdraw PCR 13-20? If not, a yes is to withdraw, and the clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Marola?
Yes.
Mr. Corley?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattisa?
Yes.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Snappy?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
9 yes to withdraw.
PCR 13-20 stands withdrawn. Next item on the agenda is PCR 1520, a resolution relative to school bonding consideration for the 2020 ballot. It's not drafted. Committee report, finance.
August 17th.
All right, that's held till August 17th. PCR 2120, a resolution relative to claims, Mary McGann. Committee report, public safety.
Being held till September 9th, I want to say.
Yes, held till September 9th. Next item on the agenda is PCR 2420, resolution requesting that the Department of Public Works address the pothole, sinkhole, and drainage issues on the Anglesey community. Committee report, intergovernmental. I think that was held till August 17th.
August 17th.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Held till August 17th.
Held till August 17th. Next item on the agenda is PCR 2720, a resolution to the General Assembly requesting permission for a ballot question. That's committee report, finance.
Pending file.
Let's move to the pending file. PCR 2820, a resolution supporting codification of the cancer presumption by the General Assembly. That's not drafted. Committee report, intergovernmental. I believe that's held till September 9th. Is that right?
That is right.
Held till September 9th. Next item on the agenda is PCR 2920, a resolution memorializing the General Assembly to enact legislation authorizing the City of Warwick to issue not to exceed $10 million general obligation bonds, notes, and other evidence of indebtedness to finance the construction, renovation, improvement, alteration, repair, furnishing, and equipping of athletic and or recreational fields and facilities for the city's high schools, subject to approval of state housing aid at a reimbursement or state share ratios of not less than 35% at the time of the issuance, and provided that the authorization shall be reduced by the amount of certain grants received from state bond proceeds from the Rhode Island Department of Education or from the Rhode Island School Building Authority. From now on, Councilman Sinapi is limited in the amount of words that you can in the title of a document. I think that's going to be the next ordinance, I think. All right, so committee report, finance.
That was hold till July 13th.
Held till July 13th. All right. So PCR 3620 is 2020-257, automotive wet batteries. Committee report, finance.
Favorable action.
For action, Councilman Lattiser.
Committee recommends favorable action on PCR 36-20, formerly 2020-257.
Seconded by Councilman McAllister, Councilman Howe. Is there any discussion on the approval of the automotive wet batteries that we already didn't have in the Finance Committee? If not, a yes is to approve, and the clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Marola?
Yes.
Mr. Corley?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
9 yes.
PCR 3620, now 2020-257, stands passed. New business, PCO 1120, ordinance in regards to approving the financing of the design, construction, repair, rehabilitation, equipping and extension of the city's sewage collection system. This is first passage. It's not drafted. Committee report, finance.
July 13th.
Hold till July 13th. Next item on the agenda is PCR 3820, resolution in regards to erecting a stop sign at Maywood Avenue to stop traffic entering Beach Avenue. That's not drafted. Committee report, public safety. I think that's August 17th, Councilman Sinapi.
Sounds correct.
Held till August 17th. Next item on the agenda is PCR 3920, resolution in regards to amending PCR 1-19, City Council Rules, Rule 30, docketing, not drafted, in, committee report, intergovernmental. I believe that's held September 21st.
Is that yes, right? That's right.
Held till September 21st. Next item on the agenda is PCR 40-20, a resolution in regards to amending the City Council Rules. It's not drafted, intergovernmental. If we could get the report from intergovernmental.
It's held from August to August 17th.
Held till August 17th. Next item on the agenda is PCR 4120, resolution addressing financial requests for education for fiscal year 2021. It's not drafted. Committee report, finance.
August 17th.
Held till August 17th. Next item on the agenda is PCR 4220, a resolution to the General Assembly in regards to reimbursement for hotel and meal tax revenue. It's not drafted. Committee report, finance. It's hold till July 13th.
Hold till July 13th.
Held till July 13th. Next item for referral and advertising, PCO 1420, an ordinance amending the zoning ordinance of the City of Warwick, John Dickinson petitioner. That's Councilman McAllister. That's going to be out for referral and advertising. We'll move to the unanimous the consent calendar. Is there anything from Ward 1? Anything on consent for Ward 1? Unanimous consent. No? Pass?
No.
Ward 2?
Pass.
Ward 3?
Pass.
Ward 4?
Pass.
Ward 5?
Pass.
Ward 6?
Pass.
Ward 7?
Pass.
Ward 8?
Pass.
And Ward 9 passes. We'll move into the docket session. Councilwoman Travis.
If there be no further business in this honorable body, I move to a docket session.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Council moves to the docket session. Ward 1, anything to docket?
Yes, one item on behalf of the mayor to have stop signs erected at two intersections on Parkside Drive.
So it's a resolution?
Yes.
No,
I believe it has to be an ordinance.
An ordinance?
No.
No.
Okay. No. So there's a docketing. So I realize this is the first time we're docketing outside of each other. So it's there's two memos here, and it's a resolution in regards to erecting stop signs at the following locations: Winthrop Road at the intersection of Parkside Drive and Landon Road at the intersection of Parkside Drive. That sound accurate, Councilman?
That is accurate.
Okay. And then also I have a second one, which is accompanied by a traffic study, which you had requested. And the title of the ordinance is Ordinance in Regards to the Installation of a No Parking Sign on Parkside Drive Erected 30 Feet South of the Intersection of Pleasant View Road. That's on accurate. Okay. So both of those would go into public safety. Okay, Ward 2, anything to docket?
Yes, three items. First, okay. An ordinance relative to permitting and regulating charitable donation bins.
Okay, so that's intergovernmental. Okay. And what's the next one?
I think, if I may, perhaps ordinance would be more appropriate.
Did you say it was an ordinance or a resolution?
Ordinance.
Oh, ordinance. I'll put it into ordinance, sir.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Second, a resolution to extend the Tax Relief Commission, PCR 105-19, to June 30, 2021.
That's intergovernmental. What's the next
And one? Third, a resolution to extend the Chapter 4 Commission, PCR 36-19, to December 31st, 2020.
Intergovernmental. So that's it for Ward 2. Anything for Ward 3?
Pass.
Ward 4?